Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hi, welcome to the After Show podcast. Today is Monday. It is June the 19th, and we're starting the podcast without David because David's in another room.
And we just want to freak him out.
Because when he walks over here and realizes that we've started the After Show, he will not be happy with
us. No.
We brought Josh Braswell in. He is one of our account executives here at the radio station, been here for a number of years. But the reason we wanted to invite you is because, like, you were the dude at Miss Arkansas over the weekend.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was an awesome experience. It really was.
Saw your daughter on television.
She was very excited to be on television.
So tell us what happened. Like, what did she get to do?
Okay, she was a Diamond State princess. I think that's correct, the terminology. But she was a princess. Ashley Earhart was a contestant, second runner-up. But she wanted to have a, I guess everybody's allowed to have a princess.
I love this idea, too.
And so she asked us if Brooklyn could do it, and we were all about it. And this is our first ever pageant, so it was new and overwhelming at first, but it was a long week for my wife.
Was she there the whole week?
She was there from Sunday until Sunday.
It's almost like a pageant camp.
Yes, it was. They had different events every day. They got to do like a little tea party on Tuesday, some sort of a painting they got to do with the contestants on Wednesday. So there was different events. They had a lot of practices for all their songs. They had and learned some dances that they did for Miss America.
I want to be a princess.
And some hand clap dance. So it was a neat deal.
I had no idea it was that intense.
I didn't either.
And it's expensive, right?
It's very expensive.
Like, that's my favorite part. When he figured out how much it was going to cost, he's
surprise!
Like, I don't know if we should do this.
Yeah, it was a little expensive, but it was totally worth it. I'll do anything for Ashley and also for my daughter Brooklyn. So
Ashley, when it came down to the final five or one of the top five, and it was down to the two, I thought she was about to be Miss Arkansas.
I thought that she had a very good chance going into that last day, and then whenever they announced the top 10, not to be biased, but I figured she's going to be top 10, but then when they announced top 5, I really, really thought she had an awesome chance of winning that.
I thought she did, too.
And then once they named the first two runner-up for fourth and third, I really thought we had it.
Were you freaking out?
I'm not even her parent, and I was thinking, I was soaked in sweat. I was sweating so bad sitting in that seat, just waiting for, you know, to hear her name. We were so excited. She made top three, so it was really neat.
So tell me Brooklyn's takeaway from being a Miss Arkansas.
Now, how old is she?
She is five. Turned six here at the end of the year. She is she absolutely loved it. Extremely exhausting all week long doing different events. And what people don't realize is that they were up and on the, you know, at an event somewhere at 9 o'clock in the morning most days.
Yep.
And this pageant was going on until 11 o'clock, 11:30 at some nights. Whew. Sometimes I get back to the hotel room after midnight.
Yeah.
And then having to get up the next morning and do all over again. But getting her hair done and her makeup and all that, she absolutely loved doing all that.
Does she feel like a princess?
She did feel like a princess.
That's awesome.
Yep, aww. She really did. So a lot of pictures and a lot of memories right there for sure.
Okay, so as a dad, what would you say to Ashley if you could say anything? And not to her face, because I know, like, face-to-face it might be more intimidating. But, like, if you could send something out to her right now, what would you say to her?
Well, she knows what I think about her and how I feel about her. She is absolutely awesome. Could not pick a better role model for my kid to follow or look up to.
That's awesome.
She has taught Brooklyn so much in this last year and a half that we've known Ashley.
Yeah.
She is her pre-K teacher, and she is very smart. Love Ashley to death, and she's going to do great things in the future.
So she's a part of the dance team, right?
She's part of the A-State dance team, yeah.
Yeah. Man, what an impressive thing. When you were just watching, like, the whole Miss Arkansas thing, we got excited. I turned it on at 7:05. I didn't realize that we had the channel or that it was going to be broadcast.
I didn't either. Until everybody started texting me on pictures of Brooklyn on TV, and I'm like, wait, this is on TV?
Dude, we were freaking out. It was on Channel 7. So I got into it, and when I was watching it, I didn't realize I knew as many. I knew a couple of the girls. I was like, oh, I've worked with this one at A-State, and this one's done interviews about this.
I watched this one grow up.
Yeah, and like Maggie Benton, she was the chair of the March of Dimes prom fashion show one of the years that I was hosting it.
Right.
And I'm like, wait a minute, there were so many people. So then I had this emotional investment. And then I saw Destiny Quinn walk across the stage with Wade Quinn, her dad, who I've known Wade forever. And I got emotional because I've known Destiny since she was a little girl. And then I saw Claudia Raffo, and of course we know Coach Raffo. And then I got emotional because her thing about her coach being the All-American dad, dude, I got teared up on that. And I'm like, I'm watching Miss Arkansas crying for people that I'm not even their parent, or it was this weird emotional thing.
Trust me, I get it. I was there right in person and felt the same way. It was really neat seeing four girls from Jonesboro have ties to Jonesboro in that final five.
Unreal.
Which is really neat. And I don't know how many from top 10 there was.
No, there were eight.
There was eight top 10. That's just crazy.
There were seven, and one of the girls who is from, has just graduated high school, but is going to be coming to A-State. So truly, out of the top 10, eight of them were either Jonesboro or A-State.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
So the experience overall being there, is it mainly like family and friends that go down?
No, you know, there was a lot of, there's a lot of family there, but there's also a lot of friends of people, and obviously some people that was in the top 10 that was, you know, from local, maybe from Conway or the area. They had a lot of people that traveled there to watch them.
Yep.
But you can tell whenever the people announce their names, you know, of the crowd would go, you know, kind of crazy, you know, for some of those contestants. It was really kind of neat. So everybody from Jonesboro, I mean, it was, you know, getting a standing ovation a lot of times. It was really kind of neat. So after their talent, they did, whether it was singing, dancing, you know, or whatever. But there was a lot of people from Jonesboro there. A lot of recognizable faces I saw just passing in the streets.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because I was only there Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. But a lot of people that you saw, you know, in and out of the hotels or just on the streets down there for the parade on Saturday that Brooklyn got to walk in. So you saw a lot of people from Jonesboro. So it was really kind of neat.
What a cool story.
Yeah.
It really is a neat deal when you think about all the people that got together. I saw a lot of people that were posting photos like of the fan club that was down there for them.
Yeah.
And like they went all out with t-shirts and signs.
Pictures and pins. And
yeah, we had a bunch of pins of Brooklyn and Ashley on them. And then when her family was there all week long too, Ashley's family. So we got, you know, some pins and stuff, you know, for them. And it was just really kind of neat deal. The parade was really kind of neat for Brooklyn. She'd never had to walk in a parade before. Yeah. So her walking seven blocks was way too much for her, but she really enjoyed it and thought it was really kind of neat. And Miss America was there, so she got to take a picture with her.
Savvy.
Yeah, and yeah, so it was really neat. So
the whole thing, though, it was a fun thing for me to watch because it's going to sound bad. I think a lot of people who don't pay attention to pageants, we have the idea of what a pageant is. And it's girls who want to be princess, all the stuff, right? And I think that might be the young girl thing, but what I was noticing when I was hearing these girls who were wanting to be Miss Arkansas, a lot of it was about, hey, I want to be a leader. I want to be a role model. I want school to be paid for with a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And it totally changed my perspective on what I was watching.
You know, you're exactly right on that. And it is really kind of neat because all the girls have their own talents, their own, what they want to do in the future. They each have their own platform they stand on or want to do.
Yep.
Whether it's, you know, from depression to fighting hunger, you know, more positive things in school for kids, whatever it is. And they are so passionate on those things.
Yep.
So, I mean, they knew exactly what they're doing.
I love that.
And they've done this for years. And for us to have the first time ever experiencing anything like this, I didn't know what we was getting ourselves into until we started getting, you know, the dresses and started getting closer and closer. You start packing these bags, you know, on Saturday and Sunday and, you know, sending the family off.
God,
it was just, I mean, you've really, you know, got to you then knowing how much stuff there really is there and how much time and effort is put into this. And, you know, this year is the first time they've ever done the outstanding team and Miss Arkansas in the same week. So more people there. There's more stories, more talented, more talents there that, you know, you may not see in years past. So it was really kind of neat, you know, see that.
It was just a cool thing for me to be able to watch and to be able to see so many people that we knew that were competing. And I know we got excited. I called Kai into the room. He was playing his game in the other room. I'm like, Kai, Brooklyn's about to be on TV. And he's like, what? And he came running in there to see Brooklyn because they used to play when we lived on the same street. They would play and hang out. So,
well, she practiced that wave all week long.
Aww.
It was adorable,
And so Wednesday, my mom was with this all week long, with my wife all week long doing it. So they practiced that wave in that hotel room. And then we didn't think she would do it Wednesday night, and she did it.
Aww.
And then she told us that she forgot to blow the kiss to the judges. So
yeah.
Saturday night, she was geared up and ready for that Saturday night to make sure she did it. So it was,
and they
it was
cheered for it.
It did. It
like
was really
the crowd cheered for her. It was cool.
Brooklyn asked me before she went out there. She's like, will you yell my name so I can hear you? And so I was like, I'll yell as loud as I can. And then so as soon as she got out there, I mean, everybody started, you know, cheering for Brooklyn when she's doing her wave. So I was trying to yell her name, but the crowd was so loud she couldn't hear me. So it was really
Where's
neat.
Where's my dad?
Yeah, it was really neat. So
Ashley's platform was depression, right?
It was.
I think that's so cool because like so many of us have either dealt with bouts of depression or depression that causes anxiety. And I think that's a great thing that she stands out and does.
Yeah, she has that's one thing that she is passionate about is the depression. I don't want to go through her whole story, but That's one thing she's very passionate on, and she does makes great strides in that every single day that you know, helping people that way. So
what's next for her?
You know, I'm hoping she's back and teaching Brooklyn again today at school.
Right. Wait, how do you go from Miss Arkansas to teaching?
But Brooklyn's missed her last 2 weeks, you know, at school. She's been preparing for this. So Brooklyn asked me this morning when she woke up, will she be there? I was like, I don't know, we'll have to wait and see.
Wow.
But, you know, she told us the other night she'll keep practicing and knock this thing out next year. I think she'll do it again next year.
Oh, she wants to go back.
I feel like she needs to, and I think she will.
Does she still have more school to do?
She does. She thinks she's a junior this year, so she has more school left.
Yeah. So more dance team and all that stuff.
Yep.
Just a cool thing for everybody who represented, for everybody who traveled down, and exciting for us even from way on the outside to be able to watch it.
Yeah, it was really neat. Brooklyn, she enjoyed the whole week from hers getting to sign autographs to everybody on Saturday before the event. They had a little set up there in a storefront in the mall, in North Little Rock. She had a bunch of pictures, 5x7 pictures that she signed and autographed and handed them out to other people. Other little princesses there and some mothers. And our favorite thing was seeing Ashley's boyfriend, Justice, our own quarterback from here at A-State, come and got an autograph from her. That made her day.
That's awesome.
So it was really neat. So,
did you get any pictures taken with, like, Miss America, of you and Miss America?
No, they had tight security. They would let me around her. So,
are you serious? Are you being serious?
No. Well, to a point, yeah. They had some security around her. But,
really?
But I don't think that they would let me take a picture with her. But Brooklyn got one, so that was
That's cool.
That was it.
Yeah.
I would have needed a picture.
I wanted one.
Yeah.
That's just cool. Who
Sir,
gets to take a picture with Miss America?
Please put your finger down. Do not point at Miss America.
You can't do the wind up with Miss America. Hey, look who just walked into the room. It's David.
Oh, hey,
glad
girl
you
boy.
Could join us.
What do you mean?
We're 12 minutes in. Where have you been?
Get replaced.
I've been working. I thought you were going to let me know whenever we're good.
That's David, it's extremely late.
Well, yeah, because I've been working. I have been working,
so
believe it or not.
Josh has filled in for you.
But you never told me whenever you were going to start.
The barrel fits good.
It does.
Oh, cool.
Looks good on him.
It's awesome.
You said you wanted out of the barrel. Good.
Oh, gosh.
No, thanks, Josh.
No problem. Thank you all.
Tell Brooklyn we're all impressed that we saw her on TV.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. So David over the weekend was messaging his parents, his big mother. I didn't mean it like that. His big Father's Day
his
gift.
His big mother.
What the heck is that supposed to mean?
His Father's Day gift was a text.
To this, she's going to be offended.
No, you just sent your dad a text. That's it.
Yeah, I sent him a text. It's a happy Father's Day.
No, what else did it say?
Other stuff.
Why don't you read
it? Me and my dad have a very special relationship where we can say basically whatever we want to one another.
Their sense of humor is funny. Like, there's no way I could do that with my father passed away. I couldn't do that with my grandfather or any other man.
No, like, our relationship is so just like, say whatever comes to your mind and you can get away with it.
Is it because your uncle's a nudist?
It has nothing to do with the fact my uncle's a nudist. We were doing that before we figured out he was a nudist.
So once you figured out that he was naked all the time, how did that affect you?
Did you have to go to therapy?
It didn't really change me. I mean, he's just a nudist. He likes to walk around naked, whatever.
Hey, but have you noticed that David's shirts have been getting shorter and shorter, almost where they're showing midriff?
What if I
think
here
pretty
naked?
Soon, pretty soon.
He'll be a nudist.
I mean, it's in his blood.
It is.
Yeah.
Can you show Josh some pictures of your uncle?
I'll show him.
I think I'm good, actually.
No, he's not naked all the way.
Yeah, it's just halfway.
It's on Facebook.
I'm not going to look that up.
No, please do. You did it this morning at 6 o'clock.
I don't want to look
up. What's his name again?
I'm not telling you anything about my uncle.
His first and last name.
Write it down for Kelly.
I'm about to leave again and go work. You guys are pressuring me to show my naked uncle.
Josh, do you know any other nudists?
I don't think I do.
Would you ever consider that?
No, I think it'd be good for everybody, no. No,
but like his uncle in the pictures that he showed us looks like the happiest man ever, and he's naked.
Yeah, he was like eating chips, naked. Playing pool, completely naked.
But there's like so he's
eating potato chips, playing pool.
Let me show
that's
you.
Every guy's dream.
I don't know, man.
Potato chips, pool, naked.
The weird thing is his uncle didn't have a pool stick.
Yeah, I was gonna ask that.
Just a second.
How do you do that?
That hurt.
Show him, please. I just want
to. Okay.
Y'all are going to have to switch places. Okay.
So, Kelly was out in Atlanta over the weekend hanging out with Wonder Woman, or the woman who did the stunts for Wonder Woman.
Her name's Caitlin Dichelle.
Yeah, she's pretty. I looked her up, your picture that you posted.
She's really pretty.
So, were people bugging her, kind of like Miss America?
No, like, she's grown up on that circuit, and she's grown up in sport karate, and that's basically all the people that were there was all about sport karate and martial arts. And so, they're used to her. You know, if that makes any sense. Kind of like if you go to a wrestling show and there's somebody that's, quote, kind of big time there, people kind of leave them alone because...
That's who they are.
Yeah.
They've been around.
So I think probably Joey and I were the only ones bugging her, but it was awesome. Like I just got to hug her. I mean, we're so proud of her because if you go to that movie and you kind of know what you're looking for, especially because I've seen her do so many sword forms and like, I'm not going to look towards David's computer.
I don't recommend that either.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, you can see her in the movie and doing the hard part, basically.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
So, a good weekend, though.
Mm-hmm.
How was Atlanta? What was it like to be in Atlanta?
I don't know. I never came out of the hotel room.
What do you mean?
Our hotel.
Wow, that's a pool stick.
Oh, wait, you see him?
He really does.
No, that's not a pool stick.
I mean,
if that's not a pool stick,
he was in the Gifted and Talented program.
This is...
In Anatomy, Gifted and Talented.
This
of which
is,
I was not.
This is legit.
Yeah,
like
legit.
An inch of what? Showing everything.
Why does the guy? I think it's centimeters. What millimeters even?
Yeah, I mean it's close.
Turn it around. Let me see.
Why does the guy him have pants on?
I don't know. I guess you have a choice.
Oh my gosh! Why is he so happy?
I guess you have a choice on whether or not you want to wear clothes. Because I've always heard you carry around a towel.
Well, it's simply easy to see your uncle's choice.
You always carry around a towel so you can set it down on a chair. So. It's you're sweaty or whatever, and if you know things happen.
Have y'all seen the movie Wanderlust?
No,
it's really funny. It's the Jennifer Aniston, and it's about a nudist camp. And it's really funny. Yeah,
is she nude?
No, she never actually.
I'm out of here.
She never actually gets nude, but
here he is eating some chips.
Let me see it. This is hilarious.
I think that's the most.
Me.
That's his
he's a happy
favorite
man.
He's really happy.
You know, wait, there's a mirror behind him. Can you see?
No,
his
that's another guy.
Oh,
there is.
Wow,
I want to have him on the podcast.
I want to call him, and I have so many questions.
They were actually, I think it kind of fell through, but they were filming for a reality show out there. I think that's what a lot of these pictures are for. Believe it or not,
he could have been famous.
He could have been
nude famous,
naked famous.
So he's not from Wiener, where you're from.
No, he is. Mm-hmm. He's on my.
Oh, so he is.
Dad. That would make the show.
Yeah, like
and it's on its
from,
own.
From Wiener.
Did he really?
The nudist from Wiener.
Isn't that
nudist
crazy?
From Wiener.
Yeah. I want to talk to the guy.
There's so many pictures of naked people.
What
no, all
they,
these people
Brandon,
have clothes.
Text,
I don't know what's going on.
Since you have David's mom's phone number, just text his mom.
Okay.
And get.
Let me text her real quick.
Yeah, get the information.
Would it be more awkward to be a nudist and be nude in front of other men or in front of other women, Kelly?
Definitely other men.
Josh.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're a nudist. Let's pretend you're a nudist again.
Again.
You'd be freaked out with everybody.
I know, but I don't know. I think
what would be the worst?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be.
You'd be more freaked out by girls.
I think I would be more freaked out by girls.
Yeah.
Because like guys,
you'd be scared that you'd get laughed at or something.
Yeah, it's.
That's really rude.
No, that's what you're going to say because you say that stuff all the time.
I hide myself from my wife still.
See?
We've been together forever. Like, really, David, what would you be more nervous around?
You know what?
Probably girls, right?
Probably both of them. I don't want to be naked around anybody.
Do you walk through the house naked?
No, I never
His
do.
His roommates
that.
Do.
Josh,
now,
do you walk around
does. Like- Cope does walk around naked.
You
He's
sleep
told
naked?
Me.
You ever sleep without?
No, I don't like doing that. Now, Cope will sleep naked.
Why do you know so much about Cope?
Because
Everything's
he tells me
Cope.
All this stuff. So Cope walks around naked.
He's always a shy guy.
No, kid. He is 100. So he gets 100% naked in bed.
He's a nudist.
He is a nudist in bed. So he'll go to sleep. But if he wants to turn the air conditioner down, it's right next to my room, and he'll walk out of his room naked.
And
go turn it down. So
have
if
you
I
ever
have to go,
accidentally ran into him?
Not yet. But if I ever have to use the bathroom in the middle of the night, or my roommate does, and he's standing right there, I mean, we'd see everything.
Wow.
I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You walk around your house naked?
If my kids aren't there.
You do?
I have before.
I don't like that, man. It's just there's so many windows and things like that. What if somebody's peeking? I'm just saying.
Wait, are you a sought-after piece of meat or something?
No, I'm just saying. Like, what if you have someone who's like trying to sell you insurance at your door and they look through your window or something?
Who
at your door?
Does that?
I'm just saying. We've had
is there door-to-door insurance salesmen?
Or insurance?
Where they peek in your windows?
Or people who try to sell you just different things?
Security alarm systems.
It happens to us all the time. So what if you're standing there naked and you answer the door?
Well, wouldn't you know you were naked? Why would you answer the door?
Or what if they look through the window in your door and they see you naked? What then? I just don't like the thought of that.
Shake it for me.
I guess.
Yeah, what if you're having a little concert and they're naked and then they're looking through the window?
I don't know what you do at your house.
What if you're playing pool like David's uncle?
Or eating a bowl of chips.
Is it still true, David, that one of your favorite games to play in high school was pocket pool?
That is so dumb. We're going back to seventh grade here.
He was a master.
You know, one of the best gifts my dad ever got me, though, was a pair of pants with the pockets cut out.
Was it really?
Yeah. He told me he gave me something to play with.
What was it? The man who go through turnstile, airport turnstile, naked, going to. Y'all don't know that one.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it
about.
A Chinese proverb?
Yes.
Go ahead and finish it.
I can't.
No, go ahead.
I can't, from Thailand. Give me a.
Okay, I get it. The capital of Thailand.
What is it, Kelly? Just say it.
No,
just say
I'm not
it.
Saying it.
You just mouthed it.
That's She's been weird. Doing a lot of mouthing in here.
I don't
today.
Even know
it's
what's going on.
It's kind of weird.
All right, so I guess we got to go. Podcast over. Thanks to Josh for stopping by. Thanks to David's naked uncle. We appreciate him.
Hopefully we'll get him on the podcast soon.
I would love to
but
have
not,
him on
maybe
the show.
Not inside the podcast, like maybe on the phone.
Yeah, he's not allowed in here.
Yeah.
Would he want to come in here and be naked?
I don't know.
What if
apparently he's playing.
Can't you see people walking by and just seeing some dude wrapped in a towel?
It was like when people walked by and they saw Terry Wood shirtless in the Wolf studio.
Yeah.
And everybody was freaking out because they thought he had fried out and was just stripping down and sitting
well,
there
what
naked.
Was he doing? Was it air out?
He had shingles.
Oh.
I remember that.
But I mean, imagine walking by and there's a half-naked man in the studio and it's Terry Wood.
I might have thought he was losing it.
I thought he naked. Was. I mean, he spent too much time at the river this week. Hope you guys have a great day and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow.